When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, is this working?
I think so.
Okay, let us know in the chat if you guys can hear us. This is our first ever live that I'm a part of. You had a live earlier with Coop.
Yeah, a better live.
Yeah.
I think Coop's in there somewhere.
It must be. Is it working? Let us know in the chat this is working, and we'll get into our first Rambler recap and give the agenda of what we do on these things.
Yeah. I don't know. We're trying out something.
Yeah. Mike's good, all that. I see we got Cal Diggerdan, Cal Chi. No, hey, everybody. Working. All right, cool. Sweet. All right. They gave us the go ahead. So today got a quick agenda. This is what we'll be doing in these recaps. We felt like this is more personal. Get some live questions and reactions. See where you guys want the channel to go. This could help us troubleshoot things. Just see where, what we could do. So we're going to go over what we read the past month, our TBRs, what we're reading next month, some updates on channel stuff, and then also what videos we have coming out and what you guys would like to see. We're just going to spitball it.
Yep. Sounds good to me.
So Rich, what did you read this month?
I read a few books.
I
finished off Sunlit Man. I then read Fourth Wing. And then after that, read American Gods.
Mm. So Fourth Wing, American Gods, and you finish off Sunlit.
Yep, Sunlit Man.
So I finished up Dungeon Crawler Book 4. That just came up on the channel, I think, was it last Friday? Friday. So finished Fourth Wing as well.
Yeah.
Finished American Gods as well. So you guys know what reviews are coming. Fourth Wing and American Gods are coming. And I'm Mistborn. I'm about a couple hundred pages in the Mistborn. Mm-hmm. And about to finish book five of Dungeon Crawler. So yeah. Very, very close to finishing. So what, just to get a feeler as well, what'd you think of those books you finished this month? A quick star rating just to give a little hint.
I mean, I'll be honest. I haven't read any super top tier books this month, really.
Not Fourth Wing?
Surprisingly, no. I was not in love with that book. Okay. I'd say even Sunlit Man was fun, but it wasn't amazing. It was fine. American Gods, I will share my opinions more on that in our book club that we're having after this. So that's for patrons.
I'll keep it very blunt and say I loved American Gods, and we're going to review that on the channel and Fourth Wing. We have a fun collab with, if anybody knows, the Fun Fantasy Girls, the Fantasy Fangirls podcast. We're going to have them on for a review and also be on their show. So that'll be a lot of fun. Cooper's asking when Dungeon Crawler 5. I'm about to finish it. So in like an hour after I finish the audiobook, we're going to record it this week. Andrew wants us to read 11:22:63. And Adam's pointing out that I'm not wearing merch.
No. Yeah, I can grab you a hat.
Could you?
I can grab you a hat.
It's fine. Okay. It's fine. yes, 11. Okay, we got another one vouching for 11:22:63. Dang. Okay, so that's what we read this last month. What was your favorite of all those reads?
Oh, I did try and read something else that I had to put down for now.
Yeah.
I tried reading book 2 of Malazan. Book of the Fallen, yep. Dead House Gates. I had to pause because that requires some serious effort that I am not in the position to do right now. So yeah, I had to put that one on pause. I promised I was going to read it and then realized if I continued, I was going to hate it.
Yeah.
I need to be in a certain headspace to read it. So
we finished Gardens of the Moon book 1 last month. So like at the end of last month, because it was for book club as well. And we have the review. We recorded it 3 weeks ago. The review's coming out next week. Yes. Yeah. Next week it will be out. It's all done. So it's a 2-hour-long review. It's our longest review to date, other than Grace of Kings. Grace of Kings was a very long review as well.
got to get back Dandelion Dynasty.
We do, especially with Ken Liu on the pod.
Oh, yeah.
Did anybody see that Ken Liu episode? How'd you like having an author on? We're going to try to do more of that. We got Merchire freaking book club reads. Yeah. Nixian doesn't like American Gods. I'm going to hard disagree, but we could talk about it. Kale says we need... And Robinson saying just bought Molasm, the book. Oh, yeah, the Broken Binding just had Molasm books come out.
Yeah, they look cool.
Very cool.
But I have not read them all yet, so I can't really buy them. I don't have my firm opinion on the books yet, so I will wait. Now, if Broken Binding ever came out with Dungeon Crawler Carl books,
different story.
I think I'd buy those.
Oh, a little secret for you. I don't even think I told you. You know, Inkstone books, they're like a Broken Binding.
Yeah.
They're going to send us some books.
Awesome.
So shout out to Inkstone.
That's fun.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. I like getting free things as a YouTuber.
Well, we do have to say, hey, they sent us something. So it's true. Not free,
but it's kind of free.
It's kind of free. Yeah. Oh, Maria is saying Ken Liu was amazing, very eloquent, super intelligent. Yeah, we loved having him on, and I bet you all loved it because we almost said nothing the whole pod. I like those kind of pods where you just take over, say everything, or it's a guest that just says everything.
Yeah, those are great.
No thinking.
No thinking, just let person who's better talk.
Yes. Oh, well. Felder saying, hey, guys, I'm here before 100K. That is... way too early to say that. Let's work on we hit 30K, Rich.
I know
that
was pretty cool. Screenshot.
You did? I'm 30K on the dot.
No, it was like 30K and like two.
Okay.
Oh well, I missed it.
So two questions. So Felder's asking us to you both favorite book of 2024 so far for you, Jade Legacy. What would you say your favorite 2024 so far? I have my answer already. It was the book I just finished, American Gods. It's my favorite 2024. Love the book.
Okay. I'm trying to like compartmentalize what I've actually read this year.
Dungeon Crawler. It would be one of those, probably, like book five.
It's definitely one of my favorite. Definitely one of the ones I've enjoyed the most is Dungeon Crawler Carl book five. Would probably be up there.
Yeah.
Other than that, I do know. Demon in White. Ooh. Demon in White book three of, whatever it's called, the Sun Eater series. Amazing. Spectacular. One of the most perfectly paced books. Some of the most, the greatest action scenes, payoff for a bunch of things. The character work is amazing. I'm in love. What are you trying
to do? So I was trying to scroll back to find that second question from Phil.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
His second question was, Richard, what books would you say are 5 out of 5 or closest for you?
Hyperion, Emperor's Soul. Honestly, Demon in White is a 5 out of 5. It's hard to say. Like, it's one of the most perfect books for me. I don't think it does anything wrong.
And then Muhammad saying, have you guys read Jade City yet? But this is a good time. No, I haven't. You read the first book, or did you DNF?
I DNF'd it halfway over 2 years ago. My bookmark is still in there.
Wherever it is behind us.
Yeah, it's somewhere in there.
Somewhere there, but... this is a good time to talk, Rich, of what we're going to be reading next month. So a good thing about these lives is a lot of the times we record the podcast weeks ahead of time where it's always not timely at all. So now we can tell you, hey, what are we reading right now? What did we just finish? Mm-hmm. So now they can participate and maybe convincing us to put one of those higher in the TBR. Because I will say I have two things I'm definitely reading besides the book club book. So book club book, whatever they pick, reading that along with Mistborn book one and First Law. Book one. So I'm going to be joint reading both those series, getting those through, which you've already read. So I'm catching up with you. I'll read those. We'll review them. But in the meantime, you have something like maybe that.
I have been wanting to read this book for a while, and I'm super excited. One of the last times we did like a TikTok live, people talked about it. When we're on a YouTube live, people talked about it frequently. So I'm like, oh, you got to read it. It's one of the best books ever written. And I've been like intimidated by it, but also wanting to read it. I finally have the time to read it. Going to be reading Lonesome Dove by Larry McMurray. Murdy.
Yeah.
Murdy. There we go.
Also, you love Westerns. So
I love Western movies. So
I don't TV see shows. How you won't. There's no way you don't like it. I don't know if it'll be your favorite thing, but you'll at least like it a lot.
I probably will. So I'm super excited for that. We're doing a community-led book club on our Patreon Discord group. And so that gave me the push to start the book. And so I have 2 weeks to start and
push through
it.
That. Yeah.
It's a thickums.
So Boom Bop is saying, Richard, you said you've read Berserk, but you thought Princess Thorns was too much. How?
Oh, no. I just know of Berserk, and I wanted to get, like, I know what it's about, and I would push Austin to read it. I thought it would be funny to, like, oh, hey, Austin, you want to try reading manga? Let's try Berserk together. I think that would be very funny.
But you haven't read it.
I have not read it. I just know about it. I get it. It's the dark manga one. It's the grim dark manga.
Got it.
More grim dark than Western books can really go.
More grim dark than these. You were saying that Prince of Thorns. I remember you saying a lie. That chapter one is one of the most visceral chapters that just gives you what kind of reaction? Just they disgust.
I just did not. I wasn't having a good time, and I didn't want to follow the main character. And so, probably if I read it again, maybe I could get through it. But just on a personal level, I was like, I'm not going to enjoy this.
Gotcha. Well, that I wanted to see as well. So is your plan for this next month, Lonesome Dove, whatever the book club picks? And then do you have another one in there as well? Or are you going to prioritize those two and see what falls?
Yeah, I don't know what will fall. I guess I'll pick up something. But I don't really have a plan beyond that. I may want to read Yumi and the Nightmare Painter. So the next one of Sanderson's Secret Project books, because I promised Summer that I would read that Secret Project book next.
I DNF'd at chapter 10.
Dang.
Yeah, it was my first.
You DNF'd
my first Sanderson DNF. I wasn't in the Yumi mood. It was too much Cosmere. I was like, I don't want to do Cosmere right now. Mm. It just felt Cosmere.
I felt that way with Sunlit Man. It's Cosmere. Well, I also didn't read Dawn Shard before, and I feel like I needed to. That was an important read.
If we learned anything from our Stormlight tier list video, we need to read Dawn Shard. Everybody was very vocal about how we missed that book. So
I had a choice between reading Dawn Shard or picking up the Edge Dancer.
Yeah.
And I picked Edge Dancer. I think I made the mistake. I liked Edge Dancer.
It was fine. It was a fun book.
But I feel like Dawn Shard seems to be an actually important novella.
With Ryzen and Lopin, apparently.
Also Cosmere level stuff of literally the Dawn Shard, which is an important aspect that I was real confused about.
Gotcha.
Yes.
So I have one more thing I want to kind of pitch to, both you and everybody watching right now. There's a standalone. I wouldn't consider it a standalone, but I'm deciding, other than First Law and Mistborn, I want to read a standalone that I could just do one and done. And I'm trying to pick between Project Hail Mary.
Yes.
Or what I will treat as a standalone.
To that point, Aslan, question for me of any book that's as good as Hyperion.
Project Hail Mary?
Project Hail Mary. Arguably perfect book.
So you're going to push me to read that one.
Yeah.
Now, question is for channel-wise, because I'm either going to read Project Hail Mary or Name of the Wind, and I'll treat it as a standalone. Because they're both important books to read, and I don't know if anybody has an opinion on which one you would all want to see a review on, which one you'd want Rich and I, would you want us talking about Name of the Wind or Project Hail Mary first? I'll read both eventually. It's just, one do I do now?
Either one you pick, I'm going to reread.
Okay.
It's important enough. Both of those books are important enough for different reasons that I would want to be refreshed completely on a review. For Name of the Wind, I want to hate it more accurately, so I need to reread it. So it'll be a hate read. But for Project Hail Mary, I would love to read it again. It's just such a perfect book.
They're pretty mixed. We're seeing there people are saying I would love Project Hail Mary. Dennis wants more sci-fi, so that would be Project Hail Mary. But Cal is saying Name of the Wind review would be awesome, and Cuban's also pushing for that. So it looks split. Is there a way to do a poll? A live poll?
Just engage with your audience.
Poll. That's so useful.
Poll. Look at that.
Project Hail Mary.
Okay.
They know the question. Let's see. Book thing. Book. Yeah, there you go.
Review.
This is so neat. Lives are. This is gadgety. Here we go. So Project Hail Mary or Name of the Wind as a book that Rich and I should prioritize for a review on here. That's the that's the goal of this. What would you all want us to react to? We'll do both eventually, but this would be sooner on the TBR. Let's see what the poll numbers are.
Also, I know I spelled Project Hail Mary wrong.
Yeah, it's fine.
I saw it. And...
Merry Christmas, Project Hail Mary.
I know.
Oh, it's close. 56, 50. Okay.
Wait, but a mod has to do it. Wait, you could do. No, I could do it. Yeah, I am it. The mod.
Oh, Chris isn't digging Sword of Kaigan. You might as well unsubscribe.
Yeah, we don't take kindly to
different dissidents.
Dissident opinions around here? No. Unacceptable.
Matthias is saying, Austin, you should do an Andy Weir marathon. I have some Martian, some Project Hail Mary.
There's another book of his, Artemis, that I kind of want to read. I've heard it's not as good as his other books, but it's pretty good. So I don't know. I don't want to taint my opinion of Andy Weir. He's knocked both of his the books I've read of his out of the park. So who knows?
We got Adam asking me, have I read Blade Itself? That is what I'm doing this month. So Blade Itself, Mistborn, and then one of these standalones, which is very close. It's 53% to 47, it looks like. So if any other final votes want to come as 52.
Well, so 51. To someone there saying that haven't read Mistborn. I know he's the biggest Sanderson fan. I'm a big Sanderson fan, but he's like the Sanderson nerd and he hasn't read Mistborn. I have read Mistborn. I haven't read Era 2 that I will be reading before Dragonsteel. Before that, we'll get there.
That's why I'm pushing to get through Era 1 and 2 before we get there.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like it's a mandatory thing. Yeah, you have to have read Mistborn.
Yeah, or else. Like Skyward. Why bother? What's it called? Skyward? The other series? Skyward. Yes. I feel like that's not as necessary.
It's not necessary, no. Especially because it's not a Cosmere story. Mm. I liked it. I finished the series, so it's fun. Good. It's a fun series. Enjoyable. But, yeah, not necessary.
And it looks like Project Hail Mary edges out. How do we close that poll? I think how many votes came in? Can we end poll?
I guess I could just end poll.
Okay, that worked. And it looks like it was basically all of you voted. That's pretty incredible. That's like a 90% turnout rate. That is wow. I've never seen
90%. I'm really glad American elections aren't like that.
It's just 95% show up.
I'd prefer a solid good 3% voter turnout.
Have people push. Don't go out.
And vote. No, I'm not encouraging people to vote. It's not. This is the opposite here. So no.
Dashie said, "Oh, the twist will blow your mind in Mistborn. Can't wait." And Martin Shire, correct.
Good democracy. Rumham, is correct.
Look, you've created an occult. It's
good. We're gonna slowly put. We're gonna get a Washington Post article of like the. Book tube to the book tube to monarchy pipeline.
Book tube to the alt, whatever the fuck they are. Just like a subsection of nerds.
I don't think the alt left or alt right. I don't think either of them are big fans of democracy. So like it goes either direction.
Who knows? Would love to see Tudor Ramble start making play. Oh yeah, you'd love.
Oh
it, right?
God, oh, yeah.
And LK said Austin may find Blade Itself very boring.
Really? I don't think so.
I would find it boring.
I'm hoping you cut against the grain.
It's very character focused, right?
Yes. The biggest complaint people have against it is the plot. People think the plot is meandering or just ultimately not as very exciting and gripping, that the pacing is wrong. I completely disagree. I love the plot more than anything in that book. Dang. I think it's a great plot, mainly because of tension. I think it does a really great job of building up tension and adding the different POVs together. That feeling with Grace of Kings that you know more than the characters. And so you're piecing together information of characters moving and you go, oh, this character doesn't know this piece of information. I know because I watched this other POV. Yeah. That kind of omniscient feeling, which is fun.
The Dune, the...
You get that same thing with Blade Itself, and there's this particular scene that it was hyped up from like the very beginning of the book, and seeing how all the pieces come together was so enjoyable. And he just loves to tease you. So I love the plot of that book. And of course, the ending was amazing.
Is that a reread for you if I go and read it? Or would you remember it enough? It's not one of those.
I remember it enough, but I may reread it.
Okay.
But, I mean, I'd rather continue on with the rest of Drew Abercrombie. Almost better for you to speak. I don't want to hold you down and slow you down for that.
Mert saying a poetry slam for us. That would be fantastic. And Tantalus know, but have seen the movie I Am Legend, which is sacrilege, I know, to see the book and then just say I saw the movie. But I heard it's very different from the movie.
Yeah, I like the movie, but I haven't read the book, surprisingly.
Not at all.
It's one of my mom's favorites, though. She really likes the book. Then again, she's a big sci-fi nerd.
Yeah. And Ben Peach is saying, y'all going to read Game of Thrones? We talked about this literally three days ago when I last saw Rich. I was saying to Rich, if George R.R. Martin, if the publisher for Winds of Winter says there's a date that it's coming out, there's a date this book will be released, Rich and I will go through and read Song of Ice and Fire. If there's an actual date, not from George, from the publisher, and we see like a cover, and
has to be there. The publisher is putting their name out, like, we're doing pre-orders, the date is here, the book is in, it's done.
Done. Then we will go through.
Then okay. So, but I have been spoiled on by the show, so I know basically all the plot lines, the big deaths, and so I've not really been energized to read the series.
Me seeing the show as well. When you see all of it, it makes it less exciting.
Yeah, thing is, I know the book is better. I get that. I hear it.
Think we'll also love it. Like, I think we will love it.
Probably.
So
I don't doubt it. I probably will love it.
Yeah. And I saw someone in chat say they love the set. Thank you, whoever said that. It would glance by super quick, but thank you. And The Alchemist, someone's recommending. Okay. Coach, he's...
Oh, yeah.
Very nice.
I think I read The Alchemist a while
ago. It's a short read, too.
It's a short read.
I see it all the time in bookstores. I
have it somewhere up here.
Is it more of... is it fantasy, though, or is it just more fiction?
Fiction.
Okay.
I would say.
So next thing kind of on our agenda for we went over what we read, what we're going to be reading, channel updates. So some channel updates for us are on the one hand, we had Ken Liu on, and we're having next month, we have some very special guests coming on the pod that we will not be saying who they are.
A wonderful update where we tell you that there's information, give you nothing.
The update is blue balls. just think. Imagine it could be Sanderson. It's not Sanderson. But we have some cool guests coming up, and one of them is named Johnny Sins or something. That's interesting. But we have some awesome guests. We're gonna keep doing that where we have a lot of guests coming on. Our goal is to get more. Authors, booktubers, all sorts. Something we can announce is we have I know we're both equally excited for is an indie series.
Yep.
Where that's super fun. We are having roughly three indie authors come on for a roundtable discussion where it's focused on something. It could be focused on book criticism, like when indie authors receive book reviews, or the one we have coming out this next month will be about marketing books and how impossible it is and the struggles. So just getting indie authors' perspectives on what
we like to be helpful to, not impossible, just hard and improbable.
Yeah. It's also a good way of actually featuring indie authors. And
I think far more of an interesting discussion than just a straight up interview.
Definitely.
Personally.
Definitely. Yeah. So people can be more aware. It's always tough for indie authors to get their names out there in their books. Mm-hmm. And Broken by Design says my life goal is to be on the Tudor Ramble pod someday. Well, look, you basically are. We just shouted out your comments. The same thing.
It's the same thing. Yeah.
Are you an indie author, Broken? Because if any indie authors are in here, feel free to email us at tutorramble@gmail.com, and we can look over your stuff, see if you guys would be interested in a roundtable discussion. There are a lot of people that send us it. We can't promise anything, but it's not a blanket promise other than we can go take a look and then respond to those emails. We look at every single email. So if you ever want to get in touch directly with
us, that's a much better way to contact. Like Twitter, like I don't really check the Twitter on my phone or the Instagrams.
Yeah.
You sometimes the Instagrams. I don't check that often.
Said like a true grandpa.
But I do check the emails. I see emails.
Yeah.
That's what I see. So also the Vera podcast will be, we're talking about it briefly. So we'll be doing some type of collab with her at some point.
With Vera, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, was Vera saying that in the chat?
No, that was Murdy.
Oh, Murdy's
being a good friend.
Oh, good. Yes. We will be doing a Vera collab. That'll be awesome. And of course, if she accepts, I just assume.
Oh, yeah. No, we were talking about it.
Yeah, we're talking. So, okay. Lucas says, as patients for like 1.5 years, I think Curtis and I should be podcasts. You know, we could have a tier where it's like, if you double your monthly payment, I was thinking, so Lucas, I'll talk to you in the book club after this pod's over, because there's a little thing that we can't announce on the channel. But other than that, it's a book review that we have coming out. You know, the thing.
No, we can't say that though. Remember?
That's why. Oh, I can't even tell him. That's right.
Can't
so
tell him.
A lot of things just can't say right now, but Rob has said it's nice of her to let small timers like you be in her pocket. It is nice of her. She's actually killing it on the book too.
She's doing excellent.
Has greatly edited videos too. Are you going to do another first line competition, says Boom Bop, with the patrons? What do you think, Rich?
Doing a what?
A first line competition.
That'd be fun. I enjoyed the last one.
Yeah.
But, ooh, you could do a last line competition.
Oh, writing that down right now.
There you go.
And also, Boom Bop, that means you've been here for a while. Thank you for watching the channel for so long. Because that was a video we did how long ago? A year? It must have been a year
close
ago.
To.
But I will write that down on the video board. We've got a last lines competition.
There we go.
Nice. With the patrons. That's a great idea. That actually led this up to Greg. Elaine saying, loving your Dungeon Crawler Carl reviews. Thank you, because the most people aren't. Yeah. They kill us on the views, but we love it.
Oh, that's the
YouTube game.
The eternal YouTube game is the videos you want to do and you're just super passionate about. Don't do that well on YouTube, but the videos you go, this is good, this is fun, but not my favorite. Those do great.
They just blow up.
It always, that's the rule, it seems to be, but
all the time.
You gotta have that. The Dungeon Crawler Carl videos helps my psyche.
Lets us wake up in the morning.
Oh,
that we're just not doing like, oh, what do the people want? Like, what do they want us to record?
A normal video, I'm at like a 7. Dungeon Crawler Carl gets me to a 9.
What's your 10? Is there no 10?
There is 10. 10 is reserved for like
guests.
No, it's going to be for more Sun Eater review.
Project Hail Mary.
I'm on the edge, man. I'm on the edge. Project Hail Mary, I'm at a 10. 10 is, it's perfect. I'm going to be high energy. It's going to be great.
Awesome. Ben Peachy says, I want to see Tutor Ramble music, movie reviews, Deadpool 3 maybe. This channel started off as book and movies. We kind of had both, but then niched down with books. We toyed around with having a different movie channel. That's something in the back pocket, but we don't want to... We don't want to muddy it too much, because we could do a bunch of movie reviews as well. Like I'm watching a couple films this upcoming week. We're watching Deadpool.
Yeah, we are watching Deadpool this coming Monday.
Yes, Monday. So 2 days from now, we're going to go watch Deadpool. Maybe we can do a short on it or something.
Yeah.
But we'll film a short or do something
also,
like that.
Little announcement. If you guys have been waiting for the Great Hunt review with Digger Dan and I, we're recording that on Monday.
Oh, very nice. Wait, Monday? You're not coming to the movie?
No, I'm recording that.
And then movie. Good. Yes. Okay. Digger Dan, don't take him too long. Okay.
No, I budgeted 2 hours.
Good. Okay.
2 hours for the review. And then I have to immediately go to the movie. So
good, good, good.
That's the plan.
Did you reread it again? Or are you just going to reread once he gets to book 5 with you?
I may reread book 4.
Book that.
Or maybe even book. I'll reread book 3. Why not? I love book 3. I'll read it again. Can't stop me.
Carlos, the boys are alive. Hello, Carlos. And sort of Tiny Turtle saying, I loved your guys' past discussion on morality of piracy. As an undergrad pursuing an English degree, it's a refreshing convo for me. If you guys read The Book of the New Sun.
I've heard good things that came up in Alive, but I have not read it yet. It's on the notes of a TBR.
Samwise loves Book of the New Sun. He was one of our supporters in the past who went off and made his own booktube channel called I Samwise. Shout out to I Samwise.
Go check him out.
He loves Book of the New Sun. Heard great things about that. Ethan, sorry Rich, I'm scanning over. I can't read that well.
Oh, can you
make it bigger?
Is there a way?
You?
Oh, thanks so. Oh wow,
that help you?
That's gorgeous. Okay, now I can see the chat.
You need glasses, man.
I really do. Ethan saying, have you two decided what bet punishment would be if Kaladin lives or dies?
Did we come to the conclusion? Like, I think we kind of did.
We did. We had it. So I have on our notes as well, on one of our video planning we use on Notion, is to confirm what this will be. And we will have a video before we go to Dragonsteel that says this is what the punishment will be. So Rich and I will confirm.
I'm pretty sure I know it, but
what do you think it should be? We can option it right now. What do you all think we should do?
I'm leaning on whoever loses has to cosplay as Syl at Dragonsteel.
That's really good. That's really good. do you all like that? The loser has to...
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This message comes from our sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TeladoC Health/whatsyourwhy.
But then we would have to know if Cal, like what Cal's fate is before then. We can't do that because that would be spoiling for people. You get what I mean?
That's a good point.
We couldn't do that because if they see one of us with Syl, they're like, oh, okay, this is what happened.
So we That's true.
That would be amazing, but we can't spoil. Yeah, no spoilers coming for Stormlight.
Okay, we'll have to do. I think something like carrying a wooded bridge for X amount of miles would probably be good.
Okay, maybe a physical punishment. I can't do the shave head thing. I can't do it. So what? Can you guys all stop recommending that? And Martin, thank you for saying you love my socks. How do you see my feet right now? What?
Didn't you know we have another
a foot cam?
Oh, we got a foot cam.
Going. Actually, I'm wearing. I'm not putting my legs up. I do that way too much on here.
Yeah.
I've done that twice on the channel. That's two more times than I would expect to on a YouTube channel. Cal, thanks for the compliments. Release the fucking footage. So what do you all think we should do for the punishment? No, don't spoil anymore. The people that know. So just give us recommendations of what the loser should do. And there's iSamWise, by the way, everybody who just joined the chat. That's the channel you guys should go check out. He's great. Katie, thank you. Thank you. I'm not shaving the hair. Eat a smoothie made by the other person.
I'll do it if it's a milkshake.
Yeah, you could kill me. You could actually kill me. I don't think I trust Rich making me a milkshake. Mario's asking, like, though, if you start book one of the following Wheel of Time. Stormlight, First Law, Red Rising.
Wheel of Time, Stormlight, First Law, Red Rising. Which is more deserving for me to binge the rest?
It's binging. Depends.
I would say First Law. I think First Law is one of those things that it's best to binge. Like all three books, like boom, it's great if you binge it. I honestly think if you put time in between the books, it's not as good. It's not as fun. But that's my personal opinion.
Mertenshire has a grow gross mustaches as the punishment. Cal has losership cosplay.
I can only grow a good mustache.
Oh, maybe the cosplay for Syl is on the episode. On when we're recording the episode. So our book five review. The other person cosplays.
That's not a terrible idea.
That will be our idea until something different maybe comes up. That'll be our shoe-in idea for the time being.
Okay.
Sort of the foot cam is diabolical. We should have that. We should have another cam and just once throughout every pod, it cuts the feet for foot for just 5 seconds.
No, I still think the great idea is the Tudor Ramble OnlyFans, where it's all the same videos, the exact same video, all the same cuts too, like the widescreen close-up shots, all that, but it's foot cam. Under table foot cam podcast.
I'm not kidding when
it's
I say
not
that.
Here's the sad thing is I don't think that's a morally speaking gross weird no money speaking I think it probably would do well.
But how hilarious would it be if we just every podcast we had 5 seconds where people had to it could help with retention if they need to stay long enough
find the foot
to end the timestamps go like oh I saw the feet at 22:33 I saw it and like it could be a little Easter egg each episode.
And see, this is where we upload different videos. We edit the video over the days so it changes what scene so all the timestamps are wrong in the comments.
And then people just think they're weird. This is good. Okay, find the feet challenge. They are liking this.
Yeah,
I think our audience is demented.
You know what, the time when we were I know I like white socks. Yes, white socks.
I checked to see what you were wearing. Rich isn't wearing socks.
I'm wearing no
Completely
socks.
Completely diabolical. He's going a hobbit foot right now.
Oh yeah, going my nice moccasins.
He's going bare. Wow. Wow. This is the evilest thing I could imagine. Mojo Jojo. You guys watching the Olympics? I will be watching track because my girlfriend loves track. And so I'll be watching that. But Boom Bob says, what is your best absolute favorite number one favorite book? Austin. Oh, to go back to Olympics, also NBA. I'll be watching some of that. But what's best absolute favorite number one favorite book? Austin's is probably Golden Sun, but I don't know. Rich, mine is not Golden Sun.
It's Oathbreaker.
Or Sword of Kaigan.
Or Sword of Kaigan.
It depends if you ask me on a more emotional day or a more like conquer day. If you catch me on a mood, I'm like Sword of Kaigan. If you catch me trying to defeat my enemies,
I would probably say like either the last book of Wheel of Time or Demon in White.
You really are pushing me to read Sun Eater.
I love Demon
You are
in White.
Pushing me to read that.
No, yeah, no. It's
holy crap.
Either that or Hyperion. I love Hyperion too. That's a great.
Was it Scott was telling us that he read it, and a lot of people have the opinion with Hyperion at least where the short story that we know, because it's all there's six stories in Hyperion. Mm-hmm. So everybody will love and connect with that one that is just floors them. But then you loved all the rest. The people that don't like Hyperion tend to have one or two of the stories that they just don't vibe with, it seems.
I also like how it comes together. Ultimately, it's just it puts a good vibe. Each story has something I take from it. I like one of them more than the others. I particularly love two. Two of them knocked it out of the park. And then the other other three is
but it's a 5-star book for you.
Yeah, exactly. So
it's like a 3-5 for me. I think it's good. I don't have your passion behind it as much.
Yeah.
Catherine says totally agree, Austin. I like two of the stories I've heard and others bored me. Catherine, mine's the same opinion where there's two that stuck out. Like I really did. They were great. And then some others.
The book, I like the ending of Hyperion, but it is actually split into two books. Basically, the publisher said, hey, it's too long. So they split it into Hyperion, then Fall of Hyperion. And that's like the more conclusion. There is a third book, continues on, but I would say book one and two are like probably the real full story. I like the ending of book one, though.
Okay.
I like
book
it that
two.
Way.
You don't like the ending, or
I thought it was good, but it was standard sci-fi.
Gotcha.
Book two is like, oh, I've read this kind of sci-fi before. It was good, but not anything special for me.
Oh, here's a good one. Mert asks, what book would you murder your co-host to read for the first time again? Mm. Pretty much anything, but if we had to pick,
close to, about whatever.
Close to anything. But man, what would your reread be? Your biggest, ooh, I just need that first experience again. And don't answer Demon in White. someone was just saying in chat as well, oh, Demon White, Greater Than Words, Radiance. Samwise is saying that. Somebody else up here, sorry if I just want to see who was saying that. Dakshay was saying, awesome, Demon White is really one of the best sci-fi books I've ever written. Holy crap, you guys are pitching this. This is good.
Yeah.
Okay. But yes, what would be your biggest reread?
Mm.
Reread as in you hadn't read it the first time, you won't get to experience those emotions again.
Sort of Kagan. Right now,
yeah,
I would say that one. That just has the best. A reread of it is not as valuable as that first read. That first read is really valuable. I would say Wheel of Time, but I'm enjoying the reread more than the first time. So,
Mert, I'm gonna anger you, but mine would be Golden Sun. I think that's my reread right there. Just to experience that. You love Golden Sun.
I know,
you bastard. it is Golden Sun for VS Matthias. And then it says Nixian asked, Austin, I DNF'd Red Rising years ago, but my love for it makes you want to give it another shot. I am so glad to hear that. I'm curious, Nixian, did you DNF Red Rising book one itself? And answer that, and then I could help go back to your question again. But let me know, did you DNF the first book of Red Rising, or did you DNF it further along in the series? Jai's asking us, you guys could still cosplay Syl and show the video only in a spoiler video. That's true. But we don't want to show
Yeah,
up.
I don't want to.
Yeah.
I do hope we get an ARC copy of it. We did request one. I think we will. I hope. I mean, I got ARC. Every time I ask, I get a copy, and I forget that I can do that. I could just, like, send an email, and they typically don't respond with anything. They just... A book shows up in the mailbox. I'm like, oh.
They don't even respond over email.
No.
No.
They're just like, here, book.
Good. Nixie said it was book one. If it's book one, I hope this helps. Book one is known.
Coop made a great point. Slotting in Blindsight. I have time for that next month.
Oh, what is Blindsight, a standalone or?
Yeah. Standalone sci-fi book that we both wanted to read. So
sweet. Do you have it here? Or
no,
not ordered yet? Okay. I can't. Okay. I have American Gods right here. Just to reemphasize, this book is kick-ass. Kick-ass.
It's really good.
Like it's Rich's favorite book. I loved it. And Mert and Shire here gave it to us for the book club with Patreon. She is the one that pitched this book. And yes, I'm a gusher for this. But back to Nixian's point with it was book one. So you DNFing Red Rising book one, it's known as the worst of the series from the people that in aggregate, they'll say book one is the worst. For me, I loved it, but
I still think book one is really good. Like it's a really fun book.
It just goes to show you it's not even your least favorite. Your least favorite is probably Iron Gold.
Right? Oh yeah. By far.
Yeah.
By far. Yes.
But Red, just Nixian, give it another shot if you can. And it is worth, at least you'll know if you like or dislike Red Rising after you finish book two, I'd say. Mm-hmm. That's a good benchmark. LMV saying, so not really a stand. Okay, it's not really a standalone, but can somewhat function as one.
Yeah. Okay. What did Rich? If you want to know what I thought about it, you're gonna have to go to Patreon. Well, or with
it.
The review.
You liked it, right?
I did like.
Yeah,
it.
You liked it. Yeah.
Spoiler, I liked it. But
we'll be having a.
I didn't love it. At least not yet. I actually think this book will. It's one of those things I may change my opinion based on discussion. I want to hear what other people have to say about it, and I think I may get more out of it after our book club.
So the reason we're able to do these lives as well is we're basically doing live, then we jump right into our book club, discuss it, so it's a perfect timing for us, and we'll have a review on the channel sometime in August, so it'll be out there. We'll give detailed review, and we'll have a detailed review of this bad boy. This bad boy right here. We're seeing Rebecca Yarros next month.
We are. Oh, yeah.
We are going to see Rebecca Yarros in person. It'll be.
What is that? What is that event?
It's the National Book Fest. Ah. So if anybody's going to the National Book Fest, we'll be there. That'll be cool. It's in Washington, D.C. I think it's in Library of Congress. So it'll be cool. If anybody's going to that, join us up. Hit us up.
Oh, shoot. There's also an event in D.C. where Matt Dinneman is going to. Matt Dinneman's going to be in August, I believe. He's going to be in D.C.
Where? When? How?
There's some event. I remember looking
We must look into this.
We have to go.
So
I did tell you before, but that was like when you read book one.
I didn't care.
You
didn't care. Now I care. Now I'm invested.
He's also going to Dragonsteel, and so we're going to see him at least twice.
Oh. That's
I'm waiting for, like, I don't want to send that email of like, hey, come on our podcast until
I already did.
You have you have?
Yeah.
You already sent an email?
Well, and I messaged him on social media.
Did he get back to
us? No.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
I'll try again.
We're gonna bug him in person. It's fine.
We will.
We need business cards.
You don't even know how many authors I harass without your permission. I'm like in their DMs. It's not healthy. Okay. While we're mentioning Dragonsteel, I had this as part of channel updates as well. We were contacted by Dragonsteel to potentially do a panel, which is sweet. Yeah.
It's not guaranteed. It's just
they said,
they threw it our way and said like, hey, someone here said you guys would probably be good for a panel. Apply. We may not. Who knows?
We applied. We'll see if they get back.
Yeah.
But hey, it was pretty cool that they reached out to be like, hey, you should do this.
Oh my Jesus. God. No. Hey. No. Oh God. Too much money.
Bob, thank you for that Bob, $20 we're gonna spend on alcohol and cigarettes. Bob says, just watch your videos on Stormlight Arc. I decided to reread the series to prep for book five. I realize how amazing book one Way of Kings is, the setup, world building, etc. It's chef kiss. Could not agree more.
We may have to reread it. After our video of ranking Stormlight characters, reading those comments goes like, yeah, we've missed a couple things. It's been well over 2 years since I've read it.
That's what Bob's saying. He did reread it again. And mm-hmm. I bet it's somewhat even more enjoyable because there's so much you forget with the books that are that chonky. Commenters were reminding me of things that happened. And
You convinced me that Lopin didn't regrow his arm. I'm like, I'm pretty sure he did.
I forgot.
And you convinced me. I was like, oh, no, he didn't. I'm like, fair enough. But yeah, no, he did.
Oh, that's good.
He got a new arm.
Cool.
Yeah.
I forgot. That was awesome. Bob, thank you again. That is awesome.
With the Patrick Ruffus interview, probably never.
Patrick Ruffus, yeah,
I'd love to, but I would feel obligated to tell him ahead of time of like, I really hated your book, and I don't know
Nicholas Eames came on, and we were like, hey, we thought your book was average.
True, but he's wanted to come on. I don't know how I'd feel of like asking an author to come on and go like, hey, come on our podcast. By the way, I hated your book. That's going
to
be weird.
You could pitch as like criticism.
That is a weird conversation to have. Now, if you loved it, then I'm more comfortable.
Okay,
with
if
it.
I love the book, if we'll you love reach it, out to him.
Which I will think less of you than I already do, if you do. Okay. But it's fine. You already say like Red Rising's 5 out of 5. So
you might bully me one day into lowering it. I don't know. Cuban says
you already pay us.
Are we donating now to support our boys?
Stop it! You already give us Patreon money.
You know what I hate? The 2 feet to ramble has a good ring to it. I kind of like it, Rich. But yes, Cuban's already a patron, so you—that's
two feet to tussle.
2 feet to tussle.
There you go.
2 feet. Thank you, Cuban. You, 2 feet. What would work? Two to footsie.
Two to footsie probably is accurate. That's what you would put on an OnlyFans.
Two to footsie. Okay. Oh, Cal says he doubts I'll love it. And then we have some suggestions for 2 feet to tussle. That's pretty good. 2 feet to diddle. Tootsies.
With all the stuff going on with YouTube, I don't want that one.
Have you guys seen the amount of YouTubers lately who have just been doing an appropriate thing, like sexual assault, essentially, too?
How hard is it to like not get sexual with children? I don't get how this is so
three in the past month.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's crazy.
Oh,
so
God.
Tutor Ramble meets the whatever podcast when honestly, how crazy would it just to be seeing us on just a very popular podcast?
I kind of want to. That would just be funny.
You just see just a bunch of people and then just fucking us. Like,
why are you? Like, what are you doing here? We got OnlyFans model. also apparently OnlyFans. Why are you guys here?
The tuna footsie. Tuna footsie.
We do a podcast on books with her feet.
Okay, I'm writing this idea down. I'm sorry. It's becoming too big. Tuna footsie.
Oh, God.
We're doing something with it. We can make merch. I don't know.
Yeah, we could.
Tuna footsie's great. Okay. You guys have just created a new lore for us in the future podcast episodes we record. This is great. I already think this live is a good idea. Okay, so another update to get us back a little bit on track. Dragonsteel, another Dragonsteel thing is they announced there was a ball.
Yeah.
And won't
are we doing that? Because I think we have to buy tickets.
We do have to buy tickets.
We haven't done that
yet.
It'd
be cool for networking.
It'd be fun.
It would be fun.
I get another reason to use my tux.
Exactly.
Or actually cosplay.
Or cosplay. Is anybody going to that ball? And also, who's going to Dragonsteel in the first place? Because it's going to be an absolute rager.
We're also Levy, a quote, very popular podcast. Mm-hmm.
Wait, who said Thanks. That? Wait, who said that? Aren't you already right?
Aggressive use of quotes.
Aggressive. Thanks. When quotes just hurt your feelings. Oh God. Kelchi's going. Kelchi, we'll see you there. We're gonna have. We're just anybody who's going to Dragonsteel would be awesome to meet up with everybody.
Yeah.
Say a quick hi. And
honestly, the numbers actually getting kind of big on the number of people that like. That we know is going.
It's a lot.
Like it almost makes
it's
like,
pretty
I'm
much everybody.
Like, do we have to like rent a room or something for a meet and greet? Like, hey, reserve like a
if we had a panel, that'd be a cool.
True.
If panel. we get the panel, could be in a room.
Well, I'm just
and then...
thinking like a like we reserve one of the rooms like a restaurant or something like during afterwards do like a meet and greet or something.
Reserve a restaurant.
Specifically, we do it at a bar, so we guarantee that all of them are above 18. Cut it off at the pass.
Jesus.
No, all we're talking about is YouTuber shit. Like, that's the plan. You have to vet these people. No.
But,
like, wanna... I don't want to be in the same room. I don't want to be in the same room as someone under 18. I don't want that picture.
Honestly,
I don't want any of that smoke.
Honestly, you got to be 30 plus to even comment right now. So
yeah, exactly.
Get out of here. Go.
None of these 17-year-old guys. Nuh-uh. 18 or plus.
LMV says meet and good. That's just great. That's wonderful. Dennis is good. 44. Actually, what?
Good.
I our audience demographic is 18 to 25 and 25 to 33 are like equal. We have, mm-hmm. I think it's like we have 30% audience is 25 to 33. 25% of audience is like that. Then the rest are like varies, something
yeah,
like
those,
that.
Or those no, youngins aren't reading.
Not 25%, 30 to 35%. It was a large majority. So our age range is 18 to 32 or 3. So if you're older than that, welcome. Welcome aboard. Yeah, old Kremlins. Hold up. Aren't you below? Yeah, we are below 30, yeah. But we can be hypocritical. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Do you guys know how old we are? Could you all guess? And I think we actually said it on podcast before. So
probably.
And anybody that's paid attention or
somebody,
has a guess.
Somebody's going to get real offensive. I'm going to feel
75. Yep. Yep. We have 25, 26, 28, 27, 28 to 29. Austin, 23, Richard, 25. Oh, got that spry youngster look to me at 28.
All that youthful black hair.
our actual ages are 26. So you guys were right in the ballpark. Yep. Most people got it. Got it right on the spot, right on the money. A lot of booktubers too seem to be like your Dana Greens, Murphy. They're all 30s, right?
We're definitely one of the younger.
I think we're in the younger. Yeah. Which is weird to say, right?
It doesn't surprise me.
That too.
Young people don't read that often.
Kel thought we were 12, so that gives us our energy. We really have that.
I needed that one.
We have that Gen Z skibbity bee kind of humor. Skibbity ree.
Skibbity toilet.
Kai Sinat.
God.
Boom Bob asks, are y'all planning to doing a live stream every month? Yes, we are.
Yeah, we're planning on doing this live before every book club.
Yep.
So every month. Very least
from 3 to 4 o'clock essentially we'll update, hey, what have we read, what are we going to be reading, and just respond to stuff like this. So
yeah, typically it'll be the last Saturday of every month, whatever that day is, and then generally should be 3 p.m Eastern Standard Time, but again, open to change depending on when the book club is.
Yeah, we're trying to be more interactive, you know. And Luke says hello from Germany. Hello.
Ah.
Howdy. Guten Tag.
Guten Tag. Sprechen Sie Deutsch.
That was pretty good accent. Cal says, woo, more lives. That sounds bad out of context. Venfi, just definitely a good thing to have y'all being younger duo for reviews. Just feel more relatable. Appreciate it, Ven. Yeah. And Dexie said, have you watched American Gods TV sheet? No, but we it would probably be good should. To watch, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think it'd be fun to watch.
I cannot emphasize, this is my favorite book of the year. My favorite read of the year.
That's not surprising. Reading the book, like, yeah. I get it. And yeah, that's why I'm kind of reserved on it. I think, again, I think our discussion will really make up my mind about it.
My lowest category is emotional impact. So I get it as well. Like, interesting. It's not like I was, you know, whoa, holy crap. I wasn't explosive reading it.
One of my lower ones was thought-provokingness.
That's my highest.
I know. I loved it. That's why I'm holding off.
Okay.
I'm wondering how much of that is like, is it pretentious for pretentious sake, or, you know, I don't know.
Well, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. Yeah. And Stetson says, please read Sky's End. I haven't heard of that one. That's why I wanted to. Sky's End. Have you heard of it?
No, I haven't.
Nixie, and let us know what Stetson, what is Sky's End exactly? We're very ignorant on what that is. Minnow, Minchu, Mistborn. I actually should pull it out of my backpack. Hold on. Here we go. In case Rich and I do a reading session, I'm this far into Mistborn. So I'm on page 160 on the dot. So I will be finishing Mistborn. It's the next book that I am reading. We'll have a review for this as well. And so far, I'm really enjoying it.
Cal, I have watched Lost. Love it. Ending, not so much, but I watched that with my parents. Like every episode, we watched every Wednesday night. That was a lot of fun.
I do miss TV where you'd like sit with your family, watch an episode every week.
Which way more enjoyable.
Yeah.
Oh, and then it just allowed for better discussion. You had to Lost is one of those shows of I don't think it's nearly as good if you binge it. It's not a binging show. Like I love you get to ruminate and like think about it for a whole week and then you're excited to get the next one.
Like House of the Dragon. Like yeah, sure. They release it every week. Netflix, when they just drop everything at once, I get it. I binge House of the Dragon. I haven't even started yet, so I'm going to binge it. Mm-hmm. But I just like the atmosphere of kind of talking each week about it.
Yeah.
But I think Rich, I want to start ending off here before we get too deeper into this. We gotta head over to book club. Do you want to end this with any sort of update, any sort of thing that we didn't talk about?
Let's see. Got our reading update, which I think was the important one. That's of actually one. Telling people what we're reading or what we're planning on, what's the next one, so instead of, you know, months later, okay, we read this thing, here you go. Because I know we did something about promising a some type of reading update, so here it is.
Reading update. Yes,
there we go. Yeah, that's about it. Thank you guys for watching. The writing. You were going
to... Oh, yes. My writing update. I finished plotting out my entire book and finished chapter one, and I'm almost done with chapter two. So I'm writing the book, and maybe next live...
You actually moved on from chapter one.
I moved on from chapter... It's such progress.
How many times did you write that chapter one?
Thousands of times. So I'm feeling great with the writing, and next month I would love... I want to toss some working in progress titles to see if we can... get that. I just don't know what to title it, but that's when the book's done, of course.
Yeah.
I'm super excited, and I'm gonna be updating. I'll send screenshots every now and then on Instagram just to show like how far I am with the book progress, and also we'll come here to update on life and things. Adam, I can't wait for my first line to be in our worst first line videos.
Oh, it's
where we
definitely
go like, look
there.
At this. Like, look, the comma's off. It's
he used an apostrophe instead of a comma. Like,
idiot. also question, Richard, what happened to your Lego spaceship thing? It's right there. See it right there? It's my fingers got it.
There we go.
Holy
no!
Shit.
Oh, no!
That's not US dollars. Okay. No. Oh, okay.
Thank God.
Okay. What is DKK? I'm actually curious what DK.
Appreciate the time slot for live streams. So many streams are so late. Also, considering
where is
I'm gonna restart that again.
Danish
as a European, I really appreciate the time slot for live streams. So many streams are so late. Also, considering reading J.L. Mullen's Million Mage. It's such an underrated indie fantasy series.
Well,
you
thank you.
Take a quick screenshot of that or something. Write that one down.
Million Mage. Million. I'm spelling it right.
Because kind of always interested in more indie fantasy series.
And shout out to, so you are from Danish, from your
Danish Kroger.
The Danish Kroger. Awesome. thank you so much for that. It left us on a very positive note. It's cool to see that we have a worldwide audience. Isn't that?
Yeah.
It's always neat.
That is neat. Wow. It's one of, now the internet was a mistake, but sometimes I think, you know, a broken clock's right twice a day. It's, the internet can sometimes be for good
it
things.
It brings us selfish benefits, so it's good when it, it hits our
aims. It's good when it does good things for me personally. It's bad when it does bad things. That's generally, that's most things.
Ben Peach has pretty much summarized this. Worldwide, 2 feet to reveal. This is, that's the lesson here. All right, Rich and I are going to go hop on our book club, and we'll be back. You'll see us Monday. Should we tell them what episode's coming Monday? Might as well.
Sure.
What
give
episode?
A, give them the love of, you know, they're on the live. They get a little sneak peek of what the video's going to be.
Let's see. Hopefully it's not done.
I don't even know. Because you upload them. And we're... We're something like 8 videos.
We're
ahead.
So far ahead. We're
oh my god!
All right, our next one coming is Two Men Explain a Mother's Love. We talk about a mother's love because we read Paper Menagerie from Ken Liu and inspired a discussion about talking about what love means and two
specifically like a mother's instinctual love. So that that's what we talked about.
It was a fun one. Actually.
It was fun. I really enjoyed it. It was real wholesome.
It was very wholesome.
Wholesome content here on YouTube.
Absolutely.
Not like Two to Feet. You know,
we have either one contrast or the other. We don't meet the middle. We're either very vulgar or very wholesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So this was the recap. We'll be doing this again next month. Exactly. We'll have that announced some days before we do.
Yeah. Does this automatically like be posted?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
We
cool.
just click
we don't
end.
Have to do anything. No, it's just there.
I think it's there.
Oh, that's neat.
Okay. All right, everybody, we're heading out to book club.
Bye.
Enjoy.
All.
This is awesome.
Yeah,
cool.
It was fun.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.